Nancy, I'm just gonna do one quick, informational on, so just for the PDs that are here, just to let the PDs that do pistol permit investigations, the Special Licensing and Firearms Unit is holding training on how to investigate pistol permit background checks and things like that. If you need the dates, you can check with Nancy. I can't remember the dates off the top of my head.
May 2nd and June 4th, and I have the links. So if you reach out to me, I can send you the link to join, and it's a Teams hearing.
Yeah, you don't have to leave your desk, so it's not like you have to come up here sweating this hot room.
You don't even have to leave your bed.
Yeah, I know, so.
Thank you, Colonel.
Yep.
Okie dokie. Case number four. 22-724.
It is a little warm here.
Slightly. Lieutenant, can you please identify yourself for the record, spelling your last name, indicating the authority you're representing here today?
Lieutenant Weisgerber, Norwalk Police, Weisgerber.
Okay, Lieutenant, would you like to make an opening statement?
Sure. So the application for the appellant was denied after reviewing several incidents that occurred in 2018 regarding a road rage evading incident. Then about 2 months after that, a DUI arrest in the state of New York. And then about 6 months later, 2019, an issue with alcohol again, and also a threat of suicide and the overt acts of producing a knife during that. So after review of all those incidents in their totality, the decision was made not suitable just based on temperament and the mental health issues.
Thank you, Lieutenant. Sir, what town do you live in?
I live in Norwalk, Connecticut.
Would you like to make an opening statement?
Yeah. I understand that his view for denial. I do understand that that's a moment in time that certain events did occur. Those events, I disagree with how they were worded and interpreted. I believe that it's true they took a knife from me, but that event wasn't like they specify, right? And I do believe that I have good character, I'm a good individual, and I want to be able to protect myself, my family, and you know, and I believe that I should get a gun permit.
Wonderful, thank you, sir. Lieutenant, you may proceed.
Okay, so the first case report reviewed was an incident that occurred on July 18th of 2018, where a female motorist had called the police reporting that she had been sideswiped while in traffic, and that there was a male Hispanic involved in a road rage incident with a third party vehicle not involving hers. And it appears that he may have been trying to catch up to this other vehicle and moving through traffic, sideswiped her vehicle. The investigation went on, and a police report, accident report filed under that case number 18-32439, which the appellant was identified as the registered owner of the vehicle. The officer ended up interviewing the appellant. He stated, yes, he was in that location at that time, was not aware that he may have sideswiped a vehicle, and was issued a infraction for failure to maintain proper lane. Then 2 months later, during a background investigation, there is a 2018 arrest of New York State Police for DWI, an aggravated DWI, because the BAC, blood alcohol concentration, was 0.18, 1% or more, and it was, I guess it was handled in Rockland Town Court. And in 2019, the appellant was found guilty of DWI first offense, fined $500 with a 6 months license revocation. And it looks like the aggravated DWI and speeding doing a 91 and a 65 were dismissed in that investigation. And then 6 months later, on April 10th, 2019, under Norwalk Police Case Number 19-16444, the mother of the appellant called the Norwalk Police based on the fact that the appellant had been drinking for a few days and that he wanted to kill himself. And the mother of the appellant stated that he had a knife and went upstairs and had put a knife to his throat and that he was going to kill himself. And that's when the appellant's mother, who was, I believe, about 65 years old at the time of this incident, slapped the knife away from the appellant, and during that incident actually ended up cutting her wrist, and was, the knife was seized from the pocket once the police had arrived, and he was transported to Norwalk Hospital on a police request for emergency examination. The mother was also transported to the hospital for treatment of the wrist injury, and during that time, the mother of the appellant also told the police that the appellant had put the knife to his throat and stated, "I want to kill myself," and that's when she slapped the knife away. So basically, a review of all this information is the reason why Chief Kahawk and Deputy Chief Zeka denied. And also, as we mentioned, there is no other information that he sought any treatment for the alcohol abuse from these other, actually three incidents or two incidents alone, or that he's under any type of mental health counseling or therapy based on these issues that were exhibited.
Thank you, Lieutenant. Sir, do you have any questions for the Lieutenant based on the testimony he just gave?
No, not a specific question. I do want to kind of...
Yep, you're going to have your chance. But yeah. Do you have questions?
I do not.
Okay. Does the board have any questions? Seeing none, Lieutenant, do you have any other witnesses?
I do not.
Okay. Can you now say what you'd like to say?
Yeah, so I saw his report, and I agree. The first one, it was apparently sideswiped someone. I didn't feel it when it was investigated. I went right to the police department. They contacted me, and then they gave me, I believe, a ticket in there for, you know, changing, not maintaining proper lanes or so. Paid it. It was fine. I did get a DUI in Rockland County. I was on my way to Canada. I stopped at a diner. I had a couple of drinks, and then I was leaving. I was speeding. That's why I got pulled over. And then I got arrested. I got bailed out, you know, before I even got to the cell. And then, you know, made my way to Canada through another mode of transportation. Then I was going to go visit a friend, right, because I lived abroad for a few years, and she was coming for some meetings in Toronto. Then the third incident, that's an incident that I totally disagreed the way it was phrased. I used to have a drinking problem, which I have addressed that drastically. I rarely ever drink anymore. I focus on maintaining my current job. I've been in investment banking for, God, like 15 years. I was going through a really tough time in 2017-18 because my sister was diagnosed with cancer stage 4. My father had a back surgery. I had to leave my job and help the family. And during that period of time, I was really struggling because I wanted to help the family, but I also wanted to focus in my career, and I had to help my family because they are the most important part, right? One day, I had been drinking, and I used to drink a lot. Like, I could used to drink an entire 750 bottle of vodka, right? It's really a horrible thing, and I realized that. That's why I no longer do it. However, at that moment in time, the person I used to be then, I drank a whole bottle of alcohol. I was coming in to the house, right? And my mother, who doesn't pay anything, she lives with me, right, in the family, she, you know, she's my mother. I'm never going to throw her out of the house. I keep her there, try to make her happy, try to maintain everyone happy, right? she kind of approached me and started arguing because I was drinking a lot, right? Binge drinking. And then I said, leave me alone, and I went to my room. She followed. And I always carry that little knife, which is a Swiss knife, the Victorinox knife, right? And then all I did, it's like when she is said, you know, came into the room, barged in there, I opened the knife and I said, you want me to kill myself? And I just went like that. I didn't say I was going to kill myself. I just asked a question. And then when she called the police, and because she tried to swipe it, take it away from me, then she said to the police that I was trying to kill myself. Whenever the police officer asked me, did you try to kill yourself? I said, I put a knife like this, and I said that, but I'm not, right? Because I am not suicidal. Someone that's suicidal will find a way to kill him or herself. And I am not. I have a really good family. I have two nephews that I do anything for. And I will not harm myself or any member of the family or anyone. I want this permit for protection and to go to the ranges with my friends. And yes, like, you know, I am a good individual. I followed the law. I have had a few infractions. I know him because I attended the Norwalk Citizens Academy. I've been to his office. I participated in events. So I believe that who I was then, it is not who I am today. And it is very similar to the song by Tim McGraw. It's called Kill Myself, that you're leaving the person who you used to be, the bad, behind. And that's the person who I used to be, 100%, that's who I used to be. There's no denying it, I take it, right? That's who I was. And I'm proud of who I was because it's who I am now. It's not who I am now, but it built me to it, right? And I stand firmly on what I say and what I believe and that I should be allowed to carry and own a handgun.
Okay. Lieutenant, any questions for the appellant?
I do not.
Does the board have questions?
I will.
I assumed. Yeah. I looked there.
I know.
Chief.
Yeah. I'll go first. Right. Tell us, when was the last time you had any alcohol to drink?
I sometimes had some. A few months ago, I went to a work event and I had a couple of drinks. Well, most of the time, I drank ginger ale.
Okay. A few months ago, you had what? How much you had?
Just one drink.
Did you just
have
a couple
of drinks? Yeah, a double, right? Like, that's it. Like, one double, yeah.
The reason I say that,
I know words are very important.
Anytime someone says a couple of drinks, it means a whole bunch of things, but one thing it doesn't mean is two drinks.
No. I agree. I know that, you know, I listen to a lot of music, and I know that...
Let me finish the question. Okay, you said a few months ago. When was that? You know, we're in April now. Was it this year?
It was this year. I think it was the beginning of February, before I had a vacation, because there was some company event of the new people joining, right? So I briefly went there, had one drink, took the train back, and went home.
A double.
Yeah.
When was the last time you were drunk?
Sometime last year, maybe June or so.
So how long was alcohol a problem in your life?
So when I graduated high school, I moved from California to Norwalk to Port Chester, New York. And I worked at a liquor store in order to save money and bring my family to the East Coast, right? So I started working at a liquor store, and you used to just drink all the time, like with my coworkers, because they owned it, and then to try new things. So I guess it started there. Then I...
How old were you then?
18. Then I know that I went to college. College, I drank often, like almost every individual. Then once I graduated, I started in banking. I used to do it on the weekends. Then I moved abroad for 5 years. I was living in Switzerland. And then I was, I used to drink often. Like, you know, casual and then going out to like the bars and clubs. And then I came back. I did it a lot when my sister and father were in bad health. And I stopped. Mostly stopped, and I really don't do it because my younger nephew hates it. and I don't like to see him suffer, so I don't do it. And it's very rare.
Careful, because I mostly stop, but you, and then you said you don't do it, but you do. I mean, you're still drinking.
No.
Correct?
Once in a blue moon, I do, yes.
Okay. Go ahead, I'm sorry I cut you off. I just want to make sure you're accurate. I can tell when you're saying that, you're trying to minimize the amount of drinking you're doing.
No, I don't. I really don't. I go to places and I have a ginger ale. You know, I go to Pinstripes all the time, which is a restaurant in the mall, and I have ginger ale all the times. It's because I'm always with my nephews, right? So I had something, one double in Long Island City back in like February, early February. 6 months before that, I had maybe some drinks sometime in the summer. Then that's about it. Like, it's not something that I continuously do.
But has alcohol ever been a problem for you at work?
No.
Is there any chance that alcohol played a role in you leaving JP Morgan?
No.
You gave up an awful lot there.
No, not really.
And,
you know.
And usually if you're a good employee, they'll take you back if you have any chance. That seemed unusual to me.
No, it's not, because I didn't ask for a leave of absence. I actually left my job, right? And then I wanted to go look for something else. And then I started working, and the salary back then wasn't great anyway, right? Like, it was less than I was making in Switzerland. But I didn't want to move back over there, right? So then I was looking for something that I wanted that can get me back into treasury. That's essentially why I was looking for a specific role that would get me into the career I wanted back, right? Then I found the position at Citigroup, which now I'm doing, liquidity, which is liquidity risk in treasury. And that gives me aspects to a lot of the information of the bank from the OCC and the Federal Reserve to see the amount of liquidity that we have in our entities for in case something happens, right? So it's a much better job that I have now than what I was there. And I wasn't really happy because they moved us from New York City to Jersey City. And I did not want to do that commute anymore.
I got you. The issue with authority brought up three cases, I think. The first one, the side swiping, was alcohol involved in that?
No.
Had you been drinking a little when you got arrested or caught charged with it, and you had something on board at the time?
No.
No?
It was...
Obviously the DUI was.
The DUI was,
and
yes.
And the incident with your mother was.
Yes.
And that was the most recent was 2019, April?
Yes.
So 4 years ago?
Yes.
5 years ago? 5 years.
Yeah, five now.
All right, so I think what we got is you have a lifelong history of alcohol use and overuse that led to all those incidents, ultimately. And now you're saying, you know, you gave it up, but not really, you're still drinking a bit.
You can classify it that way, I guess.
I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, I'm just making sure I understand what you're saying.
No. I understand what you're saying. And it is true. I used to drink a lot. I didn't last year. And I had a double at a work event, which most of the time I don't join work events. One, they're out of the way, right? And number two, it's I really don't enjoy drinking anymore. I just don't.
So in April of 19, you were sent to the hospital on emergency committal form.
Yep.
And what happened when you got to the hospital?
Some nurse came in. She checked my vitals, asked me questions. They wanted to observe me for 24 hours. I was in the room the entire time. There was someone mostly watching around. Then she came back a few times. We got to talking. She said, if I wanted to do some AA, which I did join the AA in Westport, Connecticut a few times during the lunch break, around lunchtime, I would go there. They discharged me because I'm telling you, I am not suicidal. I was not. It was just like to show something. Like, I asked a question to my mother, right? And it was just interpreted wrong.
Did you spend more than one night there?
No.
Did they recommend follow-up after the visit?
She said if I wanted to follow up that I can call, and she gave me a number.
Did you call?
I didn't feel like I needed to because I do not have a mental health issue or anything.
Okay, I think what we're going to we'll end up looking at is how long is enough time after a life long history of alcohol use and abuse leading to this. And the thing with the knife is pretty serious. Do you agree?
I agree. It was, if it was an actual incident like they said, right? Like, I see it very differently than how it was described. So I don't think it's as serious as it seems.
Yeah. I understand your impression of what happened. And I also understand the police when they get there and your mom's too.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Other questions?
Just what have you, so in the last 5 years, you said you started AA a couple of times. Is that all you've done to, what have you done to keep your sobriety so this isn't an issue anymore since 2019?
I focus on work. I do things with my nephews all the time. We live together.
More formal, formal assistance? Like AA, any counseling? Because counseling is, I always looked at counseling as a positive.
No, I don't. Since 2019, I have not, right? Before that, I did, when I was living abroad, I kind of knew that this drinking was an issue. So at one point, I started seeing a psychiatrist, a psychologist, and also the priest, right? And I realized one thing. The priest gave me the same information as others for free, right? So I was just spending time, and I was trying to get to the bottom on why I was having some problems with myself, right? And I was having problems mostly because it's a burden to someone when you're the first individual to put yourself through school and you have a big family, but no one sees your hard work. And I'm not asking for justification from anyone to tell me, but I don't come home and I don't talk about work or anything. And sometimes I feel, even though around a lot of people, I feel really lonely, right? I'm not alone, but I am lonely. So when I was feeling lonely, I sometimes call a psychologist or a psychiatrist and then talk to them, right? And yes, it became expensive, but it was fine. It was like, you know, it was a nice way to get emotions out. So I do see a lot of value that when I feel something, to reach out and talk to either some really close friends, or if I don't want to talk to them about something specifically, reaching out to a priest, a psychologist, or a psychiatrist, depending on what the need is, right? And I did that for maybe a year, back in like 2014, 2015, and I felt that it was good.
What specific, anything specific since 2019?
No.
That's all I have.
Other questions by the board? Seeing none, sir, do you have any other witnesses?
I do not.
Would you like to make a brief closing statement?
Sure. Thank you, board, for listening to my argument. Thank you, officer, for being here. Thank you for also, you know, being good at the Norwalk Academy when people do it. I really value the time, and I truly hope that you guys see my case and see that I should be allowed to get a permit. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Lieutenant.
Yeah, so briefly, the issue with the denial was a proximity in time between these events and the application, which appears to be about 2.5 months. So in the opinion of Chief Koholik at the time and Deputy Chief Zeka, these incidents occurred pretty close to the time of application with no evidence or issues of any type of therapy or counseling going on. So based on the totality of the circumstances and behavior exhibited, the application was denied.
Thank you, Lieutenant.
May I ask a question? Has that changed? Has the opinion changed now?
It's not no, it has not changed.
Okay, brief factual.
This is a denial by the Norwalk Police Department. The denial is for suitability. The basis of the denial were three incidents. The first occurred in July of 18, in which the appellant was involved in a road rage incident in which he sideswiped a third party that was not involved in the incident. The Pelham was issued an infraction for that. And several, 2 or 3 months later, he was arrested by the New York State Police for DWI. Had a blood alcohol level of at least 0.18. That did result in a conviction for DWI. In April of 2019, Norwalk Police Department were called to the appellant's residence. The appellant had been on a 3-day alcohol drinking, and as they used the term, binge. It was alleged that the appellant threatened suicide with a knife. His mother attempted to slap the knife away, and while trying, when doing so, ended up being cut on the wrist. The appellant was transported to the hospital on a pier. The appellant's mother also was transported for the knife wound on her wrist. The appellant has testified that he rarely drinks. He has not had any issues with the police in the last 5 years or so, but he has not done anything formal in the way of counseling or anything since 2019.
Thank you. Comments by the board? Dr. Conrad?
I'm going to uphold the issuing authority. I think I'm still a bit concerned about the longevity of the drinking history and would like to see actually some subsequent years of full sobriety.
Attorney Sinetti?
Yeah, I agree with with Dr. Conrad. I want to hold for you in many ways, but you know, there's still some indications that, like you said, you were lonely, you were depressed, you were finding solace in alcohol, you had sporadic treatments and counseling sessions with people. It doesn't seem like it's completely gone, and so I would vote for the issuing authority at this time, but I think as more time passes, if you reapply, my decision would probably be the other way, assuming you continue down this path of sobriety.
Colonel Overturf?
Issuing authority for the reasons stated.
Colonel Lewis?
Issuing authority.
Chief Rosenzweig?
Issuing authority.
And I vote issuing authority. Thank you both. That is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 0 in favor of issuing authority.
What's up?